how to know the voice or the thoughts of God. How to know the voice or the thoughts of God. I touched on some things. Turn with me. We're going to start off with a base scripture in Romans. And this is really a heavy scripture, but I feel like I got to share on it. Romans 8:16. If there ever was a voice that we need to know in these days, it's the voice of the Holy Ghost. Dr. Miles was teaching last night on purpose, and leadership, of course, is to know your purpose, and you won't know your purpose until you know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Miles talked about being so close to God that you can actually know His thoughts. The Bible says He's got thoughts for you, thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you. And then this morning I touched on how do you find your purpose. It has to be through the leading of the Holy Spirit. I talked this morning on how the body of Christ is now the representation of Christ on the earth. I talked this morning about how Jesus is no longer the body of Christ. You and I are the body of Christ. We were taken out of the world by the Holy Spirit that drew us out, engrafted us into something called the body of Christ. Now we are part of the body of Christ, and we get direction from the headquarters, which is Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak of His own. We talked about that this morning. But He brings to you the message that was given to Him from the Father. So when we gave our lives to Christ, we died of our will, of our purpose, and we should have taken on the divine will. How many of you believe God's got a plan for your life? Well, we should have taken on His will in our lives. Am I right? But how do you find your purpose? You must know the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, Alex just talked about it. What has caused him to be successful in the area of investing? Knowing and obeying the leading of the Holy Ghost. How many of you have ever made a mistake in your life? Lift up your hand. I got the key to no more mistakes. Be led. That's it. We as Christians, God said, a lot of my people are born again, and a lot of them are Spirit-filled, but very few are Spirit-led. Why did all these people have testimonies that they didn't die September the 11th? Because they were led. I talked this morning how the body of Christ, God told me there's a giant in the land, and it's not a Philistine. The giant is the body of Christ. But there's three problems with the giant. Number one, the giant don't know it's a giant. I can do how many things? Time to take over the world, my friend. Amen. Time to take over the world. Number two, the giant's not coordinated. The elbow don't want to work with the hand. Hand don't want to work with the knee. Knee don't want to work with the toes. It's time for completion, not competition.